For WMUK News, I'm Arlene McMichael. This Thursday, two organizations that serve small businesses join forces for their second Entrepreneurship Day. Those looking to open a business or improve one are invited to a full day of workshops addressing topics ranging from marketing to financing. I spoke to the organizers. Ladies, introduce yourselves.
I am Debbie Howe. I'm the chair for SCORE, the Southwest Michigan Division.
And I'm Tamara Davis. I'm the regional director of the Michigan Small Business Development Center, and we're located here at Western Michigan University.
SCORE is a national organization. Ms. Howe, tell us about that.
We are working and retired entrepreneurs or executives who want to give back to the communities we serve by providing free business advice.
Ms. Davis, what is the Southwest Michigan Small Business Development Center?
The SBDC is also a national organization. We're funded by the U.S. Small Business Administration, so we're actually in every state of the union. And here in the state of Michigan, we have 90 consultants that help with small businesses. We look at feasibility studies. We look at helping people access capital, market research.
Yeah, you have lots of different seminars and so on, but there is a fee for those. Is that correct?
Correct. Some of them, they are a small fee. We also offer a vast number of workshops online that are provided at no cost or a very small fee.
Okay, so on Thursday, October 19th, a day-long event starting at 8 in the morning, going through 5 p.m. at the Radisson Plaza Hotel in downtown Kalamazoo. You all have done this Entrepreneurship Day about 2 years ago. You're doing it again.
It's actually going to be 16 different workshops. There's four different tracks, so people can choose to go down a marketing track, or if they're looking at starting a nonprofit, there's a whole track for in that direction. There's also a track for anybody who's looking for financing. You could take maybe one class on how to start a business and then potentially looking at how to finance it. You get to choose the direction and the workshops that you take throughout the day.
Who are you targeting with this?
We're actually targeting people who are thinking about starting a business. So we have several workshops on how do you plan and start, to people who are growing their business or running their business. Or it could be somebody who's a marketing person within a small organization that says, I really want to learn more about marketing and some different, like social media, that those types of things.
Enhance their skills.
Do you find that some prospective small business owners are a little, they leap out faster than they should sometimes?
Yeah, I think sometimes we wish when we're talking to companies that come into us or are struggling or have already started their business, we kind of wish they would have come to us first so we can help develop that feasibility study. Is there a market opportunity? Is there not? And we talk to people about, is this a hobby or is this a business?
And many times, actually, it's interesting, a person comes to us, they find us along the way, for whatever reason, and they say, boy, I wish we had found you sooner.
We help them put together their business plan because that helps formalize where they're going to go, that puts the path in place.
When I was looking at the different workshops that you have, I was very impressed with the wide range. For example, I see you have a round table with bankers. You were talking about banking.
Yeah.
And if I'm reading this correctly, does HR stand for human resources?
Correct.
Okay, so you're doing kind of, it looks like a primer on the human resources area. Also accounting, some accounting tools I see for small business owners, direct marketing, lots of different areas that would be helpful, I imagine, to a small business owner.
And we're even looking at alternative financing. So not all businesses can go to a bank or a credit union for their startup capital. Some actually have to look outside of that. And that's where we're going to have a workshop on crowdfunding.
In addition, I see a session on the value of networking.
Correct. You have another individual from Western's library, who goes deep into how do I get that market analysis, that market research. And there's some on-campus tools, but also databases available online that can really help a business owner.
You were talking about how this Entrepreneurship Day could also be helpful for those who are looking to start a nonprofit. I see that you also have a session talking about grant writing. Grant writing is big.
It actually is for nonprofits. It's a specific skill set at how to write grants and even where do you go to find grants.
And if people are interested in attending this event, what do? They register online?
Correct. They can register online at kalamazoo.score.org.
And there is a fee. And that fee includes, I believe, breakfast, lunch.
Breakfast, lunch, parking, the event. It's all inclusive. If you're not able to attend this event, but still interested in starting a business, or you're already in business and would like some assistance, feel free to call us. We're here to help.
The Entrepreneurship Day event is 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, October 19th at the Radisson Plaza Hotel in downtown Kalamazoo. For more details, visit score.org and type Kalamazoo in the search tool. For WMUK News, I'm Arlene McMichael.